Redemption's Quest, The Holy Grail, Book 1, The Sacrifice, Chapter 6, Journey to the Sacred Grove. Guided by Dinesha, Camelot's heroes slip out under the cover of night with a beleaguered Camelot still under siege by the dark sorcerers and their minions. The heroes venture into the forest, seeking the hidden sacred grove where the Grail resides. Galahad is relying almost exclusively upon Dinesh's vision. He says, determined, "We must find the grove before the enemy does." And Dinesh says, "Follow me, the path is perilous, but the Grail's light will guide us." As the seekers venture deeper into the ancient grove, they encounter trials that test their resolve and unity. Faustus, struggling, says, "These trials, they're relentless. Must we have to go through them? Well, I guess we have to, but we'll stay strong." Selene, continuing to zap opposition by casting spells, recited, "By the power of light, we will overcome." And Galahad was encouraged.
"Together we can face any challenge. It's unity that's the key."
The group is accompanied by Sir Percival and Sir Bors, both knights of the former Round Table. And Galahad and the Seekers suddenly stumble upon a roaring beast, its footsteps heavy, shaking the ground. Percival draws his sword. "The beast approaches. Stand ready." And Sir Bors, shielding the group, says, "Stay behind me. I will protect you." The beast is disposed of, but the group is visibly shaken, and Dinesh Adakandam says,
"Everybody focus. Remember that this is a grove that tests our courage and our worthiness to obtain the Grail, and we must face the challenges together."
In addition to the knights' quickness and their agility and strength, there is also the magical abilities of Selene, who casts spells regularly.
"Light of the ancients, Gaia," she says, letting loose another burst of magic.
Galahad, breathing heavily after disposing of spirit creatures in a sword fight, says,
"Well done, everybody. We must press on now."
There are not only physical tests, but mental ones, which challenge the seekers' minds, presenting illusions and challenges to see what their resolve is about. Dinesh says firmly,
"These illusions are meant to deceive us. Trust in each other and in our mission only."
Sir Bors, suddenly distraught, gasped, falling to his knees.
"I see a vision of my past. It's weakening me."
Galahad stepped forward, putting a firm hand on Bors' shoulder, saying,
"Remember why we're here. We're here to be united in purpose."
And Selene, casting another spell, says,
"I cast out these lies. Truth in our eyes. Illusions fade, and truth is made."
With the spell, the illusions seem to break up and a clear path appears before the seekers. Faustus is relieved. "Well, the path seems clear. We must keep moving, however." There is a near chorus or din of mythical, magical, monstrous creatures, but Dinesha myopically focuses on the end result.
"We are close.
The grove's heart lies ahead." With each trial, the group grows stronger, their unity and purpose unshakable. The sacred grove and the Grail are now within reach, waiting to test their worthiness one final time. The group comes across yet another mystical barrier, a hum of magical energy evident. Galahad, resolute, says,
"This must be the final test. Together, we will prevail."
The heroes finally find the Grail's true resting place in the sacred grove, realizing its full power and significance. Dinesha gushed.
"It's here, it's here, I can feel it. It's the Holy Grail," she ran on. "Its power is now within our grasp."
The grove is a serene and ethereal place, bathed in a soft golden light. Ancient trees tower overhead, their branches forming a natural canopy that
filters the sunlight into a divine glow. The air is filled with the scent of blooming flowers and the sweet sound of birdsong. In the center of the grove, on a pedestal of intricately carved stone, rests the Holy Grail, radiating a gentle, otherworldly light. The seekers draw closer. The Holy Grail is crafted from the purest of gold. Its intricate designs of vines and leaves wind around its surface, shimmering with a spectrum of colors. In the center, a brilliant gemstone reflects the purity and power of the divine. Galahad is awestruck. The Grail, I communed with it, but I don't remember it being this beautiful. And Faust is reflective, said, such craftsmanship, it embodies unity and healing in its very design. We must use its power wisely. Celine nearly whispered, this is the source of profound light and purity. Benedict had something to say, reverent, expressing his gratitude. We are grateful that the Grail's powers transcend all doubts and fears, and we are blessed to witness all of this. And Dinesha was insightful, saying, this Grail, our finding it, it's a testament to the strength of unity of purpose. The Grail's light is a beacon for all of us to seek healing and peace with togetherness. The weight of their journey and the significance of their mission settle upon them. The group is united in its purpose, their hearts filled with renewed hope and determination. Galahad says gently, the Grail has guided us to this moment, and we must honor its purposes to heal, to unite, and to bring peace. Dr. Faustus nodded. Agreed. This power must be protected and cherished. Celine, determined, said, and we will ensure that its safety and use is a light to the world. Pope Benedict said firmly, we are its guardians now. Let us fulfill this sacred duty. Sir Percival spoke up, saying, I went on the first quest with Galahad, and I never really experienced the Grail. I could only hear about it from the books and what he could tell me. But this is amazing. Faustus said thoughtful, the Grail's history is long and complex, entwined within the fate of humanity. It's been both a beacon of hope and a target for those who seek to exploit its power, because it basically provides the conduit, the mundane and the profound. With the Holy Grail now in their possession, the heroes feel a renewed sense of purpose. The journey ahead is uncertain, but with the Grail's power, they are ready to face whatever challenges may lie ahead. The sacred grove, now a place of profound significance, is forever a testament to their courage, unity, and the enduring power of the Grail. And Galahad says reverent, the Grail has always been a symbol of purity and of hope, and now it's as if it speaks to us through the very air we breathe. The question lingered in the air. Who would carry the Grail back to Camelot? It was Galahad, who had led the expedition, who had borne much of the burden in seeking it out. But each of the members of the party had played an irreplaceable role in its recovery. Pope Benedict's guidance and unwavering faith had steered them forward. Faustus had provided invaluable insight into the mystical and the unknown. Celine's courage and conviction had guided them to this very grove, believing it here, and that they would find their prize in this location. Each had faced their own trials, and together they had overcome the impossible together. The Grail, however, was never meant to be possessed by one individual. It was a symbol for all of mankind, all faiths, all ideologies, and all walks of life. And so, as they walked, escorted by the vigilant knights of Camelot, they made a simple but profound choice. They each took turns carrying the Grail, each absorbing its radiant essence, feeling the weight of both its power and its promise. As each one held it, the others walked beside them, admiring its light, reflecting on the journey they had taken together and the path that lay ahead. Celine said softly, it's not just for us. It never was. The Grail belongs to everyone in every corner of the world. And Faustus said thoughtfully, Its light shines for all. It's not a relic to be hidden away, but a symbol to be shared. The grove, with its peaceful silence and the towering trees, seemed to bow gently in reverence, and it became their cathedral. And as they passed the Grail from hand to hand, it wasn't just a physical act, it was a sharing of its wisdom, its grace, its divine message. They felt the Grail's light reflect back from each of them, magnifying their bond, their bravery, their sacrifice, and their love. Together they carried the Grail, not just as owners, but as stewards of its light. It was their duty to protect it, but also to share its message with the world. And Galahad said, "We don't want to keep this for ourselves. We carry it for everyone, for all who seek redemption, hope, and light." And so, with their mission far from over, they continued onward, guided by the Grail's light, knowing that what they held was not just a relic, but a promise. A promise to all humanity that love, redemption, and unity were within reach.